Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial, An Introduction to OAT Organic Chemistry. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the Optometry Admissions Test, OAT, the computer-based test format for the OAT, the OAT Organic Chemistry Comprehension Areas. Also included are test preparation strategies as well as test-taking strategies, and tips on how to attack and solve organic chemistry problems. The OAT Introduction Concept Map. In this audio tutorial, we'll discuss registration for the OAT as well as test content. We'll discuss information specific to the test day itself, including the computer-based format for the test as well as OAT test scheduling. The OAT uses writes-only scoring. That means guessing is permitted and you'll not be penalized for an incorrect or skipped question. The test schedule includes four major sections: the Survey of Natural Sciences, Reading Comprehension, a Physics section, and a Quantitative Reasoning section. The OAT Organic Chemistry Concept Map. Within the Natural Sciences portion of the OAT, there are questions on biology and general chemistry. There's also a section on organic chemistry, which we'll review in this tutorial. Topics in the organic chemistry section include mechanisms, properties of molecules, organic analysis, and stereochemistry, nomenclature, and reactions and synthesis, acid-base chemistry, aromatics, and bonding. Organic chemistry and the OAT. One of the most common questions a student will ask themselves as they prepare for this test is what's on the test. In this tutorial, there'll be an introduction to the OAT as well as the focus areas necessary to prepare. The reading comprehension section of the OAT typically includes a chemistry passage followed by specific questions. Let's begin with an introduction to the OAT, the Optometry Admissions Test. The Optometry Admissions Test, or OAT, is a standardized exam that U.S. optometry colleges require to be considered for admission. Here's an important question. When can an individual take the OAT? The OAT is taken only on a computer at testing center. You can register at the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry. You'll be able to practice a computer-based testing format at the test center prior to the test actually beginning. The OAT is a computer-based test. It measures general academic skill and the understanding of scientific information. The test itself is administered by Prometric Testing Centers. Once registered, a contact phone number will be sent to you to make your test arrangements. You can call to arrange the date and time for your test. You must register for the location and time you will take the OAT at least 48 hours before you want to take the test. Here's some tips for the actual day of the test. On the day of the test, be sure to bring two forms of identification with signatures. One must be ID, such as a government issue ID, a passport, or a driver's license. All the information on the ID you bring must exactly match the information on your registration. The following is the testing schedule. The test itself is a total of 275 minutes long, which includes an optional 15-minute break. The test sections are first a Survey of Natural Sciences, followed by Reading Comprehension. Next is the optional break. After the break is a physics portion of the test, followed by quantitative reasoning. At the end, there is a post-test survey. Let's discuss each section in more detail. The first section is a Survey of Natural Sciences. It's 100 multiple choice questions divided between three science areas, and you have 90 minutes to complete them. Questions are in biology, general chemistry, and organic chemistry. The reading comprehension section is next. It's 40 multiple choice questions in 50 minutes, with 10 to 15 questions per passage. This tests your ability to read, comprehend, and interpret scientific information given in the passage. To be successful, it requires a basic undergraduate preparation in science. Following the optional break is the physics portion of the test. There are 40 multiple choice questions in 50 minutes. The areas of focus include vectors, linear kinematics, statics and dynamics, as well as rotational motion, energy and momentum, thermodynamics, electrostatics and DC circuits. Magnetism and optics are also included. Review question. The following question is based on what you've learned so far in this tutorial. What is the schedule of the OAT? Answer. The test is 275 minutes long with an optional 15-minute break. There's a tutorial at the beginning of the test to become familiar with the setup, then the Survey of Natural Sciences, reading comprehension, then the optional break. After the break, there's the physics portion. Quantitative reasoning is next, followed by a post-test survey. The last section of the OAT is the quantitative reasoning section. There's 40 multiple choice questions to be answered in 45 minutes. Topics include basic arithmetic, algebra, word problems, geometry, and trigonometry. And this section tests how proficient you are in math and your problem-solving skills. The composite scoring of the OAT. Each test section gets its own score. However, it's the composite score, not the raw score, that's reported to the schools of colleges of optometry. The scores range from 200 to 400. Each test includes what are called equating questions, and these questions normalize the test administered on different dates. Remember, there's no penalty for guessing. The scores are based on the number of correct answers. Immediately after finishing the test, you'll receive a score report and explanation. Now let's move on to discuss details on how to take this computer-based test. Just like in a computer at home, the page pointer in this case is moved corresponding to your mouse movement. The mouse pointer is an arrow shape. You can left-click to select an item or answer, or you can click anywhere in the answer itself to select it. The mouse is used to move through the exam, and there are active buttons at the bottom of the screen. You can move on to the next screen or next question by clicking the next button, or you can return to the previous question by clicking previous. You can mark your questions to return to at a later point. If you're not sure of an answer, you can mark that question so you can move on but be able to come back to it. A question is marked by clicking on the mark button. You can unmark a question by clicking the mark button, which will only be visible if you've previously marked it. Once you're satisfied with a question, unmark it. It's okay to leave questions marked. It will not affect scoring. Questions that are marked or incomplete will be highlighted in the review question screen. The review question screen will appear before you leave the test. Some questions have exhibits or graphics which must be viewed to answer the question. To see these, you click the exhibit button. There will be a tile button that appears, followed by a scroll bar. Moving the scroll bar on the right side of the screen will allow you to enlarge the graphic to see it easier. You can close the window once you've finished viewing the exhibit to return to the question. The answers to the multiple choice questions in the OAT can be chosen by clicking on the question itself or pressing the corresponding letter on the keyboard. There are 5 choices, but remember, only one is correct. Once you've selected your answer, the fill-in mark next to that choice will be highlighted. At the end of the test, there's a test review opportunity. A scrollable list will be presented on the screen. It'll show all the question numbers. Every question will be indicated either as marked, review, completed, or skipped. To review the questions, you click on the corresponding number in the category the question is in. For reviewing marked questions, you click on the Review Marked button. You can also click on a button to review incomplete questions or to review all your answers. If you have a problem during a test or you're confused about something, ask. Raise your hand to attract the test administrator. They cannot answer specific questions, but might be able to help you if you're having trouble with the computer itself or something else. At the end of the exam, click the End button. Here's another review question. Question: how can you review your answers at the end of the test? Answer: As we've mentioned, at the end of the test, a scrollable list will be presented. It'll show all the question numbers, and every question will be indicated either as marked, review, completed, or skipped. Now let's move on to give some specific information about rapid learning techniques and material mastery, including the rapid learning method, multimodal material presentation, and the focusing on relevant subject matter. Look, listen, and practice. The most effective way to master chemistry is to engage all the areas of your learning mind. Using the rapid learning narrated tutorials, images, and words, this will facilitate the quick understanding and mastery of a topic. Time management and study focus. Remember, the OAT does not test every single organic chemistry concept. Therefore, study the topics that the OAT actually tests. Focus your core study on areas that you're weak in. Track your progress in these areas. And again, do not study all areas concurrently. Budget your time wisely. Plan ahead and set a study schedule. Schedule a couple of hours every day to study and prepare for the OAT. Take short practice tests every day and schedule complete tests once a week. Do not put off your studying. Let's consider for a moment what we mean by deep subject mastery. Some students incorrectly believe that if they study more as the test date approaches, they'll remember more. It's important to build long-term memory by studying in set doses ahead of time to increase the depth of understanding and memory. The more passes you make over the information, the more you will learn it, own it, and have it for the OAT. The repetition of concepts and information over time is the winning way to master this test. An important rapid learning principle is to connect concepts. Work on mastery of organic concepts that connect to one another. For example, your knowledge of reactive groups would focus your attention to specific mechanisms of reactions. By knowing the kinds of products, you can retrosynthesize as well. By looking at a molecule with multiple reactive groups, you can immediately apply this knowledge to predict what the likely products are. It's important to seek answers to your questions as you're reviewing. If something's confusing or unclear, get the question resolved. Make absolutely certain that you have points of confusion resolved as soon as you identify them. Don't put it off. This may seem tedious or time-consuming, but you don't want these questions to stump you on the OAT when you've could have got an answer before the test. Partial comprehension. As an example, let's say you don't really understand how to balance equations, but think you can get one or two of the components of the reaction correct. You think that with getting one or two elements right, you'll be able to eliminate all the wrong answers. By the process of mental skimming, you will hurt yourself in the OAT. You must really understand the material. It'll make all the difference in the world in your level of success. Cheat sheets are a very useful tool for a quick review. Summarize what you have in simple and brief outlines on the cheat sheet. You can use the cheat sheets used in the rapid learning tutorials. Cheat sheets should include all the key terms and concepts, and you can also add memory clues or tips as you continue your review. Remember, cheat sheets are helping you to review the material, but cannot be a substitute for in-depth learning and mastery of the material. Flashcards are also important as you review for the OAT. Flashcards are good for higher level review. They're good to use after you've mastered the concepts and want practice. You'd make your own using a simple index card with a question on one side and an answer on the other. These are a great way to test yourself and see your progress. Now let's move on to discuss some specific test-taking strategies, including knowing the test ahead of time, planning your attack, focusing, and choosing the right answer. Test-taking overview. First of all, know what's inside and out before you take the OAT. Plan your attack the minute the test begins. Use techniques to build focus, it will improve your score. Apply techniques to zoom in on the correct answer and avoid question traps. If you don't know the right answer, guess the right way. Here's another review question. Question: what are cheat sheets? Answer: cheat sheets are to help you review material that you've learned in depth and mastered previously. It's not a substitute for in-depth study. They should include key terms and concepts. You can also include a memory clue or something that helps you, such as a mnemonic, as you prepare for this test. Here are some specific tips for the test day. Arrive early and prepared. Double-check the time and location, and don't forget to use an alarm to ensure you can arrive at least 30 minutes early for the test. During the test, pace yourself. At the start of each section, determine how much time you have and where you need to be at the end of the allotted time. Have your strategy before you start the test. If you've taken your practice tests, this should feel very familiar to you. You should use the same strategy in practice as you do on the test day. An important tip for this test is to remember the time limit per question. Set a time limit for each question and keep track on your watch. Don't get too involved with any one question. You can lose a lot of time by spending too much time on an individual question, which can prevent you from completing all questions. Think of the answer before you look at the choices given. Read the question, and before you begin scanning the answers, come up with your own answer. In the OAT, often two answers will look similar. If you've answered the question ahead of time in your mind, prior to looking at the available options, this will prevent you from being confused by what's presented. Also, beware of the familiar. Test writers love to include something that seems very obvious as an answer choice, tempting you to choose it even though it's incorrect. Let's discuss an example. Question: of the following chemical properties, which is generally characteristic of an organic compound? A. It's insoluble in nonpolar solvents. B. Soluble in polar solvents. C. Has a high melting point. D. Has a low melting point. Or E. It never forms crystals. High melting points of 450 degrees or higher are typical of ionic compounds. Organic compounds are more typically characterized by low melting points. Wax, tar, and sugar, for example, melt easily and are soluble in either polar or nonpolar solvents. Here's some advice on how to deal with similar and opposite answer choices. If two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them because only one can be correct. Out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct. Similar choices are typically both incorrect. However, if two answer choices are opposites, one of them is probably correct because the test wants to differentiate between the two core ideas. Educated guessing. Think of educated guessing as wrong answer elimination. An educated guess is simply a way to eliminate what you know to be wrong. By eliminating even one answer out of the five, you significantly increase your chances of guessing right. In the rapid learning method, you're presented with many visual and audio aids that will facilitate your process of elimination. Now let's discuss specific material to the organic chemistry portion of the OAT. A general overview of the topics included are a general chemistry review, questions on organic nomenclature and organic structures, functional groups and reactions, stereochemistry and conformation analysis, saturated and unsaturated hydrocarbons. There are also questions on organic analysis and separation, as well as individual reactions and multi-step reactions. Organic chemistry mastery. Identify what information is given and what exactly is being asked. To do this easier, you can break down each problem into steps. Look for commonalities between problems. Learn the vocabulary and become fluent in it. Memorize basic information, and it's helpful to review your algebra. Keep up with your work. Chemistry builds on prior knowledge. Focus on mastering concepts and then applying it. OAT Organic Chemistry Test Prep. In the tutorials on OAT Organic Chemistry, we'll introduce you to the focus areas of the test and give you strategies to prepare. The organic chemistry questions on the OAT are similar to what would be expected in a first-year college-level organic chemistry course. To do well, you'll have to be comfortable with the tested areas of organic chemistry and be able to apply that information. The organic chemistry portion of the OAT tests problem-solving skills and your knowledge of college-level organic chemistry. The focus of these questions is to evaluate your knowledge and your ability to apply that knowledge. Each question consists of a statement with 5 possible answers, and you must choose the answer that best fits the question. You may be asked to evaluate graphs, data, or experiments. Chemistry questions may be asked in the reading comprehension segment of the OET also, and these are passage-based questions. Review question. What is meant by educated guessing with respect to the OET? Answer. Educated guessing is wrong answer elimination. By eliminating even one answer, you significantly increase your chances of guessing correctly. An educated guess is simply a way to eliminate answers that you know to be wrong. In the organic chemistry tutorials, we'll provide foundations and concepts, including a guide to OET organic chemistry, chemistry review and covalent bonds, organic compounds and functional groups, stereochemistry, as well as nomenclature. On the OET, there are organic chemistry questions that relate to general hydrocarbons, including alkanes and cycloalkanes, alkyl halides and alkenes, as well as alkynes, along with dienes and aromatics. The OET also tests your knowledge of oxygen-containing compounds, such as alcohols and ethers, aldehydes and ketones, carboxylic acids and acid derivatives, along with keto acids and esters. There are also questions on nitrogen-containing compounds. Nitrogen is important because it's in DNA as well as proteins. Questions on amine groups and nitrogen reactions, as well as questions on the properties of nitrogen-containing compounds. Structure determination and isolation will also be tested, including questions on absorption spectroscopy, IR, and UV-Vis. Also techniques such as mass spec and NMR, and separation and purification techniques. The OET tests your knowledge of organic chemistry reactions and their mechanisms, reaction types such as addition, elimination, and substitutions, along with mechanisms such as electrophilic, nucleophilic, addition, and substitutions, and questions on multi-step synthesis and retrosynthesis. Let's use an example question to see how the rapid learning method works for organic mastery. Here's a question. Quinone is an electron acceptor in the electron transport chain. What term best describes the relationship between its two forms? Along with the question are two structural diagrams or drawings of quinone. The oxygens attached to the aromatic rings are in a different position in each of the two structures. Here are the possible answer choices. A. They're structural isomers. B. They're stereoisomers. C. They're enantiomers. D. They're diastereomers. Or E. Cis-trans isomerism. It's important to really understand what the question is asking. A common test mistake is to answer what you think it's asking, but you're not sure. This will lead to the wrong answer. Also, very important with the multiple choice questions, before reading the answer choices given, deduce your own answer. If you instantly see the answer you want and are confident about it, select it and move on. Let's say for this example, as you review the two structures, you notice that they're probably isomers of each other. If you didn't know the answer, you could try to eliminate options that you know to be wrong. Let's say you knew that enantiomers and diastereomers are just different types of stereoisomers, and cis-trans isomerism is a form of stereoisomers. So therefore, answer choice C, D, and E are the same as B, stereoisomers. Therefore, you can eliminate these options. Let's move on. Upon reflection, you can see the question falls into the trap of opposites. How so? You notice there are really only two answer options, that is structural or stereoisomers, A and B. And this is because C, D, and E, which were enantiomers, diastereomers, and cis-trans isomerism, are all part of B, stereoisomers. Therefore, you exclude these and choose A, structural isomers. Structural isomers have the same atoms, but a different arrangement. Review question. Question: what is compound structure and isolation? Answer: the structure determination and separation or isolation are very important aspects of organic chemistry, and they may be tested in the OAT. The major tools used to accomplish this are a variety of techniques, including spectroscopy, such as IR and UV-Vis, mass spec, and NMR. The Rapid Learning Tutorial Series on Organic Chemistry will present and review these tools and organic chemistry principles. Summary. The following is a learning summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. The OAT tests your endurance and how quickly you respond to questions. Therefore, it's important not to dwell on any question too long and move through the test as quickly and accurately as possible. Organic chemistry will be tested in the natural sciences segment of the test and may also be addressed in the reading comprehension part. Apply test preparation strategies: time management, concept mastery, practice tests, practice problems, and review. Avoid rote responses. Thinking on the OAT is critical to your success. Apply test-taking strategies during the test. By knowing the test ahead of time, that'll allow you to plan your attack and build your focus during the test. Zoom in on the right answer and guess the correct way. Congratulations on completing the Introduction to OAT Organic Chemistry audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.